Hey everybody, welcome to May 14th of Pray Today. And I shared with you to review yesterday the prior verse of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. I said that Paul said, "Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously." And so to give you a little bit of context here, Paul is talking to the Corinthians about their collections, basically their tithes or giving to the ministry here. Now that is a principle, a Bible supported principle in many ways about God blessing us when we bless others, not just the church, but being generous overall. Now it says in verse 7 something very interesting. Paul says, "Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." Now some people say, well, this goes against the idea of tithing. And some people will say, well, Old Testament says to tithe, but New Testament doesn't. Well, Jesus actually addresses tithing when he is talking to the religious people. And he said, in essence, and I'm paraphrasing here, he said, "You give your tithes, but you don't love others." And essentially, Jesus says, you need to do both. And so him talking to the religious people there, it's obvious that he had not said, hey, the whole tithing thing isn't any good anymore, isn't necessary anymore. But this seems to fly in the face of it, because Paul is saying each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. So let's just break that apart real quick. We are to give what we've decided in our heart to give. Now, I know for me, when it comes to tithing, people might say, well, you're the pastor of the church and your salary comes from tithing, so why would you tithe? And I tithe because I believe that's what God calls me to do. And a 10% tithe of my income is, in my mind, the very least that my wife and I can do to sow back into God's work. But we also understand that our hearts have to be right. We're not to do it reluctantly. We're not to do it and say, oh man, we've got to tithe. We've got to give back to the church. You know, we do so much for the church, but reluctancy has no place in our hearts when it comes to giving to God's work. It says we also shouldn't give under compulsion and not just to make a hasty decision to do it. But it says God loves a cheerful giver. I love that. God wants us to give cheerfully. And then verse 8 says, and God, now here's the result, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things and at all times, having all that you need, that sounds great, doesn't it? Now watch, you will abound in every good work. So in essence, it's saying this, you should give generously, and you will reap generously, so that you will abound in every good work, so that you can go give some more. Isn't that cool? How God gives us so much. He gives generously to us. We're to give generously to others. And then he'll bless us so we can continue to give generously to others. I think that's a really cool principle to think about. Would you pray with me? God, when it comes to giving, whether that's to our church or whether that's to people who were in need, whether it's to the poor or an organization, Lord, we know that you have taught us to sow generously. We also know that you have taught us through your word that we are to seek you and decide in our heart what to give, and that we're not to do it with the wrong motives, not because we feel guilty about it, not because we're reluctantly giving, but Lord, that we would learn to be cheerful givers. Thank you that you give me the ability to give back to you. Thank you for blessing me because of what I sow and what my friends sow. And we understand that you will continue to bless us abundantly so that we can abound in every good work. We can continue to bless others. God, thank you so much. You are the wonderful blessing giver. And keep our eyes open and settle our hearts in this issue, Lord, when it comes to sowing and reaping. And we praise you today. God, I ask that you would take anyone who walks into this day with uncertainty, Lord, that you would give them confidence to know that you're walking right alongside of them and that you've got a plan for their day. Keep our spiritual eyes open today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.